this superb One Direction highway is engineered for easy grades and for speed with safety. The echoes of that two-cylinder motor have never died, and they never will.
Call the turn signal! Use it! Learn to drive!
Michigan's traffic fatalities are up 2% this year, so we thought it would be worthwhile for us to review some of Michigan's perhaps forgotten or overlooked traffic rules. Here now is Lieutenant Michael Shaw of the Michigan State Police. What do you recommend to motorists? What do you do if I run out of gas or I have a car problem?
So if you run out of gas or have a car problem, and this is kind of weird because people don't realize it, for the freeway system, you can call 911. In Michigan, they actually have vans that are actually driving just like patrol cars. They have a certain area that they're responsible for, and what that dispatcher will do is send that emergency van out there. And they're fully marked. They have gas. They have oil. They have antifreeze. They fix flat tires. They can do all kinds of stuff to come out there and help you. And they're fully marked. You can't miss them. They got a big arrow on the back. And what that vehicle does is actually protects that driver and you from going out there. It's unfortunate. A lot of pedestrian crashes on the freeway are due to somebody either getting out of their car and trying to change a flat tire. We've had people on 696, if people are aware of that freeway and how fast the traffic goes on there, actually get out in the center lane and try to direct traffic. Sometimes when you get stuck in an emergency, you do things that normally just don't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of like, oh, I got to get people from running in the back of my car. I think I'll just get out there. Nobody knows how fast 70 miles an hour is until you actually step out in the middle of it and finally see how fast that really is. We talk to a lot of our local and our county partners, and they say that quite often is, I try to stay off that freeway. I don't know how you guys do it, you know, because that traffic's moving so fast that you just don't have time to react to it. So stay in your car, keep your seatbelt on, make that phone call, and have somebody professional come out and help you instead of trying to do that yourself.
Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.